Linwood and Culver City are both in the 2nd District, but they are 20 miles apart and vastly different, as the two cities have their own priorities and needs. Linwood is a working-class city south of downtown Los Angeles. City officials say they hope the county will help them define their borders.
It would be nice because to be able to at least deal with some annexation, clean up some annexation issues, especially on the Alameda area.
Lori Hemp is the assistant city manager in Linwood. She says clearly marking the boundaries will help the city provide services more easily to residents and businesses. In addition, Linwood officials say they hope the county will help control fees for services, like the fire and sheriff's department. Hemp says this is especially important because of the tight city budget.
Because they could always pass on that cost to the city. I don't know if there's a sense of trying to put a ceiling or trying to be conservative on what they charge. We don't have that luxury, you know, every time. So we don't have that same par in the cost of living adjustment as you would do in the county services. The county service would just go up, and because they could just pass on that cost. It would be great for them to be much more cognizant, especially nowadays, to kind of know what's going on with their contract cities and how the costs are escalating.
Farther west, Culver City has seen its fortunes rise. The former movie town has seen an influx of new restaurants, shops, and an invigorated nightlife. It is now more similar to other West Side cities, which are not located in the 2nd District. Culver City assistant to the city manager, Shelley Wolfberg, says because of these changes, the city is reaching out beyond its own district.
And we do work with the different supervisors, even, for example, Xavier Osowski's office, regarding our West Side City's Council of Governments, which is that we call it the COG. The COG is formed of the cities of Beverly Hills, Culver City, West Hollywood, Santa Monica, and the City of L.A. and County of L.A. So every other month we get together to talk about issues relating to sustainability, homelessness, and transportation. Actually, the two supervisors that would come to these meetings would be like Burke's office and Zev Yarosowski's office. They would both participate. So, and because we're so closely tied to the West Side cities, that we may interface with Yarosowski's office.
Both cities do rely on some county funding, although they are not solely dependent on it. City officials specifically cited the need for money to build or improve parks.
Culver City is going to receive, through the supervisor's recommendation, $61,192 for playground equipment at Veterans Memorial Park here in Culver City.
Linwood and Culver City officials are pleased with current supervisor Yvonne Burke's work in the district, and they say the next supervisor will have large shoes to fill. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.